when I finished at Hoffman Island, I graduated and went to the Barrack Street office of the FCC, took the FCC test for a second-class radio telegraph license, which consisted of certain written elements and an episode in sending and receiving Morse code. And I passed that test and got my license and also got certification to go to sea. And then I waited around at a place I think was at 39 Broadway in New York, the shipping office of the Maritime Commission. And we went in there in the morning, and if there was a ship for us, we could be assigned. The procedure was to have a ship assigned to you, and then you, for radio operators, you would report to the radio operators union that shipping company had a contract with. There were two radio officers unions. One was the American Radio Association, which was CIO affiliated, and the other was the Radio Officers Union, which was affiliated with the AFL.
And so those, what union you would be dealing with is determined by who you're
whose ship you happen to pull.
Yeah.
When you're assigned.
Yeah.
I was assigned eventually. I had to wait around a few weeks, and they gave me tickets to the opera and tickets to Broadway plays to spend my time while I was waiting. But it took a few weeks before I actually got an assignment.
So were you living at the...
I was living at home in Brooklyn with my parents.
What neighborhood in Brooklyn did you...
In Flatbush.
Flatbush.